You're listening to SBS News.
In Kenya, water scarcity remains a challenge. The country is among the most water-scarce countries around the world. Rosario Kiswi, who lives in Nairobi, collects water from a stream near her home. It takes her and her neighbors around 30 minutes to fetch the water needed for daily chores.
We live here with my children. I gave birth to my children here and raised them here. Since I moved here, there has been no water. We wonder what's the purpose of this tap or whether we can uproot it and throw it away because there is no water. We fetch water from the river. It is the water that we use to bathe, drink, and cook with. At times, our children have suffered from stomach aches. When our stomachs hurt, we go to the hospital, but sometimes we do not need to go to the hospital. Let us just survive, because there is no other way. This is our water.
David Nyaga has been living in Nairobi for 3 years and only receives water to his home once a month because of water rationing. Without regular supply, he has to collect water from a well within his compound.
I've been living here now for 3 years, but the main issue that we are facing now is scarcity of water. So here, water comes only once in a month. So I have to have a plan B, which is the borehole. And the borehole water is not safe for drink, so I just use it for cleaning, washings, and other things. Because sparkling and packed waters are very high, which I cannot afford.
UNICEF estimates 9.9 million people in Kenya drink directly from contaminated surface water sources. CEO of Magic Water, Beth Koigi, had her own experience of having to buy contaminated water while at university. Ms. Koigi explains she wanted to find a way to curb the issue of water scarcity in Kenya's informal settlement areas. Magic Water is a social enterprise that specializes in air-to-water technologies. The company was started in 2017 by three founders, Beth Koigi, Anastasius Kischenko, and Claire Sewell, and began production at the end of 2019. Ms. Koigi says the air-to-water generator can produce hundreds of liters of water in a day.
So basically this machine is called an atmospheric water generator, and it can produce up to 500 liters of water. But sometimes if the humidity is higher than 60% relative humidity, it can produce all the way to 700 liters of water. But basically this system used dehumidification processes. So basically we condense the water vapor in the atmosphere.
There are 20 of the machines in Kenya. The cost of the machines ranges from $9,000 to $12,500, and once installed, the water supply is free. Each day, the machine produces between 50 and 1,000 liters of water, Ms. Koigi says.
So in this device, we have four major components. So we have the fans, which basically bring in air, and then we have the condensation bit, which is inclusive of the refrigerant components, the condensing coils, and then we have now the filtration system, which we include as an added component, but that depends on the contaminant that we may have. For example, here in Kibera, we may have contaminants that is related to sewage, because we have open sewage here, so we may add a filtration system to remove that. So that is very dependent on the place. And then we have now the collecting tank.
Several machines have been installed all over the country. Nelson Mandela Safu, a teacher at St. Juliet Primary School, explains the difference the generator has made in the lives of his students.
Previously, before we received the machine, we had an issue with our school hygiene. We used to to wash our toilets once per week, and the same water of the same container that we used to fetch water with from the nearby cellars are the same water that our children used to drink. And we had a lot of cases on a daily basis. Teacher, I have my problem. I have a stomach ache and all that. But today, as we speak, I'm very happy to say that our toilets are clean. The machine can produce water that we can use to wash toilets. The same clean water our children are able to take. Even us, as teachers, we are comfortable in school because we have fresh water to drink.
The United Nations warned earlier this year that an estimated 13 million people are facing severe hunger in the wider Horn of Africa region as a result of persistent drought conditions. The extreme drought in Kenya, where 3.5 million people are affected by severe food insecurity and acute malnutrition, has exacerbated the factors causing people to go hungry. The U.S. Development Agency, USAID, has announced it will provide Kenya with over $250 million in emergency assistance to tackle severe drought. Air-to-water technology is costly and underfunded, explains Nelson Owanje, an advisor on drought at Mercy Corps, an NGO and humanitarian aid organization.
Equipments and machines that are able to suck water from the atmosphere as long as the machine is connected on a power source. And then those water can then be used for household consumption. These innovations have not been scaled up due to, of course, lack of funding, and quite a number of them are expensive, so that we can get good enough water, not only for household consumption, but also for irrigation and for livestock consumption.
The UN says climate change is expected to increase the risk of droughts in many vulnerable regions of the world, particularly countries that are experiencing a fast growth in population. It says 129 countries will experience an increased exposure to drought because of climate change. After flooding, drought is the most widespread disaster threatening the world today, according to the UN, and it says Africa is the worst-hit continent. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.